Hello.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and I would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis for quality control purposes. That's okay. Next, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, so before we begin, could you confirm that you are in a safe place and that you can talk?
I'm in a safe place and I can talk.
Okay. And in do you currently live in California?
I do.
Okay. And in which county?
Madera County.
Okay, thank you. And of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone, and some on a regular home phone, or all or
just,
almost
just
all calls?
Cell phone.
Okay,
just
that's
cell
great.
Phone.
And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or a candidate for political office?
Nope.
Okay. And just to be sure we are representing everyone, may I know in what year were you born?
Sure, 59.
Nice, thank you. Next, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, or something else?
I'm going to say I'm American, 100%.
Okay,
my parents are born
okay.
here and I was born here, so I'm going to say American.
That's okay. I think I'm not really sure, but if I choose anything other than that, it would conclude the survey. So I'm not sure if do I mark it like that?
Okay. Can we do other?
I think it concludes it. I'm not sure. I could try.
Okay.
Don't know maybe. Okay, they didn't conclude it for the don't know. That's okay. Next, what is the last grade that you completed in school? That one, you can refuse it.
Sure. A graduate from USC with a degree in accounting.
Okay. Then could I mark it as, it says vocational training or school, 2-year college degree, 4-year college degree, or bachelor's degree?
Correct.
Which one? Okay, bachelor's degree. Okay,
yeah.
That's great. Now getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as
oh,
president?
Oh, hell no. I disapprove of that man. He is just, no, no.
That's
no.
Okay.
Now he thinks he can do something with the Supreme Court. Hello. Those laws were written in to protect people from, you know, you don't have to agree with everybody. You don't have to agree with all the decisions the Supreme Court chooses to make or not make. But we've, as a country, way our founding fathers figured out long before us that there might be issues. That's why they set a Supreme Court, so they can make the final decisions based on law. And these are not stupid people. These are well-educated individuals. So don't mess with them, you know. That's why they didn't have terms, because once you're appointed, it's for life. They can't get rid of you.
That's true. That's okay. Thank you. And
okay,
now,
sorry, but a little long.
No, that's okay. Next up, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor?
No.
Would you say you strongly disapprove or you somewhat disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
That's
I don't know
okay.
what state you're in, but California, we have the highest gap. Do you know that the bread a year ago, you could buy a loaf of bread for $2.70. Now it's $4.69 on up. And we're not talking like the good bread.
$4.69? Bread.
Yes, if you want a good loaf
no.
of bread, the loaf
no,
would
that's
be
crazy.
Not even the Dollar Tree doesn't even sell the good bread. They only sell, like, the cheapest bread they can sell. Which
yeah, that's
you
crazy.
Could get. It is.
Yeah. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you. Okay, sorry. And now, if the elections for the state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I do a Republican.
That's okay. And next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. And if you've never heard of them, you can let me know that as well. So the first one is Esmeralda Soria.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Next, we have Donald Trump.
Oh, unfavorable. Yeah.
Unfavorable? Okay.
No, favorable.
Oh, favorable? Okay. Next, we have Kamala.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, that's okay.
So you know Russia and everybody's having fights, right?
Yes.
You know, and what's going on in Israel. So in my life, I'm not young, I would rather have somebody have a set of balls on them that can tell you to go F yourself. Biden will never tell them that. Let me give you money. No. Money just solves everything. No.
Yeah.
And I'm all for the Jews only because I would never want my mother or my grandmother or my sister or any relative of mine to ever have to go to an oven. So that's the Jews. Okay. I'm off my little speech. Go ahead.
That's okay. Next, we have Kamala Harris.
No.
Unfavorable. No. And lastly, we have Joanna Garcia Rose.
Never heard of her.
Okay, that's okay. And moving on, which one of the following issues is the most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? The options are homelessness, climate change, healthcare, taxes, crime and public safety, border security, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, education, or abortion.
Interesting. You mix social issues with politics. Interesting. Because the hard part is that some people who are real Catholic would never want to have an abortion. The people who are real Christians would never. But
yeah.
Women would want to have a choice. Because if you're raped and you're pregnant, would you really want to have that child, right?
Yes.
You know, you will.
Yeah, like there's a lot of mixed opinions on that because some people support it because of rape and other things like that. And some people are still against it. So it's a tough one.
It is. I would do economics as being the reason why. It would be
who
can needle the most. And even if you don't watch TV very much, if you watch CNBC, so that's like get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and listen to them. They're the ones that do the financial news. They don't lean politically at all. It's just, is the Fed going to cut rates? If they are, when? How much? You know, that type of stuff. It's all financial, but it's really important.
I'll try to remember. I do wake up at like 4, so I'll try.
So, yeah, CNBC.
Okay. Noted.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. Next, thinking ahead on the November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Thank you. And next, if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump as a Republican.
It would. Oh, you know what? You're not even giving Kennedy a chance. Really?
It is. It's Robert F. Kennedy. If you would like to.
I would do Trump first, and then I would do the independent guy last.
Okay, that's great. And now, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are Joanna Garcia Rose, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria as a Democrat.
Who is the second person you said?
It's Esmeralda Soria.
Oh, no. Would not, definitely not vote for her. Isn't done
okay,
well.
So would it be Garcia Rose?
Yeah, even though I don't know who she is, but yeah.
You can also mark it as undecided or don't know. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
We're definitely off the rails. We're off the rails.
Yeah.
Off the track.
Based on what I heard from the bread, that's hard. So next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed about the same?
Well, where I live, in the Central Valley, I have a lot of adventure friends and that kind. I can tell you everybody carries a gun.
Oh.
Everybody. And some of them, not supposed to out in public, but, you know.
Almost everyone owns one.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say it has...
weird, right? That seems weird to say, but you never know.
It is true. Like, you gotta, like, be careful nowadays.
Yeah, you do. You have, you know, even when you're in a safe spot, you just don't know. Somebody may be crazy and decide, I'm gonna shoot everybody. You know?
Yeah.
Look at those guys that shoot up the schools.
Yeah, and it happens a lot.
Look at those policemen who didn't have the balls to go in and save those kids. And what, we lost 20-something children? Because they held back. Well, we'll wait. We'll wait. Well, by the time you waited, there were too many dead ones.
Yeah,
it's either you stand up for your children, right? Because if you don't stand up for your children or whatever, it can
no one else is going to do it. Yeah.
Yep. No one else is going to do it. My dad used to tell us, mija, put both feet in front of you and stand on them. Always. And never depend on anybody. Not a man or anybody. Just go to school, learn, and be able to stand on your own feet all your life.
Yeah, that's a good advice.
He didn't have any boys. So he... that was my father's thing. So, okay. Go ahead.
So would you say it has increased?
What?
Crime?
Not around me. I can tell you not around me. I know...
Okay. I could mark it as... stayed about the same. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And now on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. And after each one, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her. So the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or if it makes no difference. So the first one says, Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prisons for sexual predators who molest children.
Absolutely 100% agree with her.
That's okay.
100% agree with her.
Okay.
I would vote for her. If she came out and said that in public, I would do that.
Okay. The next one says, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learned while in public office.
Yeah, and they're not actually supposed to be able to do that. Okay, so a long time ago I had a job with, I know you'll find it's hard to believe because I'm so strongly Republican, but I had an opportunity to work for the Pelosi family of businesses, and they invested based on how Congress was voting.
Oh.
And, you know, that's how come they got so rich, because they knew that we were going to dig a well somewhere. They knew that the somebody else was going to – yeah, they always knew. So they knew where to put their money. And I mean big. So, yeah. They really shouldn't, because they go into – service for public service and they come out rich because they know where what's happening.
So
I would definitely agree with her.
Okay, thank you. And the next one says, Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will give over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds.
Yes.
Okay. Would you say much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, I would much more likely vote for her.
Okay. The next one says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely most likely to vote for her.
Okay, and the last one for this list says, to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items.
That's true. Everything's getting more expensive. So, yes, I would vote for her if you said that.
That's okay. And now that you have heard some more information, if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The options are still Esmeralda Soria or Garcia Rose.
So what party is Garcia Rose?
Garcia Rose is a Republican.
I would vote for her.
Okay. And next I'm going to read a few statements, but this time it is about Esmeralda Soria. And it's basically the same ratings, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference. So
okay.
The first one says, Esmeralda supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance.
So I would be less likely to vote for her.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The next one says, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with.
I would be less likely.
Much less or somewhat?
Much less.
Okay. Next one we have, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits.
Yeah, no, she would have to go. I couldn't even...
That is just wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
I know our country was based on giving a helping hand, but we're now at the point where our own people need it.
Yeah, that's okay. Next, it says Esmeralda supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise.
I would be less likely to vote for her. Less likely.
Okay, and the next one says Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the tax gas. The gas tax, as the legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it.
This is true. And again, I would not vote for her.
Okay.
It would not even
Okay. And the last one for this list says, Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses.
No. Definitely not voting for her.
Okay. That's okay. Now that you have heard some information, the options are the same. For whom would you vote? The options are Soria or Garcia Rose.
Garcia Rose.
Okay. And now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. So regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
And would you say you're a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Strong. You know, there was a moment that I really liked Hillary. For many, many years, I liked Hillary. But then,
Yeah. It's okay. And now, generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm pretty conservative now.
That's okay. Very or somewhat?
Oh, no, very.
Okay, that's okay. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
You know, I ride the middle on that. Everybody's got to have their own. I don't want to be either way. I want everybody to have their own option on what they need or want to do with their body.
Yeah, that's okay. It's what I mentioned before, like, there are some cases where I would think of it like rape and all that. But yeah, it's mostly on whoever has to decide. The next one says, some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
No.
That's okay. And now, regardless of how you feel, now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
It was Trump.
That's okay. Then this concludes the survey for today. Thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.